On this Monday afternoon, let's check now the futures markets. On the phone line, as usual, Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Merry Christmas to you, Kurt.
Well, from all of us from Bates Commodities, Merry Christmas, Todd.
Tell me about the last week. I've been on the road with the Illinois Farm Economic Summits. It wasn't a pretty picture if you listened to them for a good portion of the day, but I have to say that the bankers and the farmers were all in pretty good moods nonetheless. How did you see the market play over the last week or so?
Well, the bean market continues to be doing what it's been doing here for the last about 4 weeks. It seems like these January beans take a run up towards 1350 runs out of buyers and back towards the 13, 16, 15 area of fine support. Trade continues to see Asia interested in booking some beans. The fear continues, though. Whenever we get up to resistance, we sell off on fears that they'll cancel some of those beans once the southern hemisphere has those beans more readily available to the market place. And we'll see how that unfolds. But we've got to remember, too, that the loadings in Asia is going fairly well. There's no backup. Crushing margins in Asia are fairly reasonable. So, until we actually physically see these beans move and see the cancellations, this bean market's probably going to be an up and down trading affair. So we'll monitor that as we go. Also, we saw reports, maybe a little better chance of some moisture in some of these areas are starting to dry out, per se. So we'll see how this news continues. It's going to be a slow process here. Volume was real light today. Don't see a big pickup here unless we see some business out of that extraordinary take place. Beans were down, but corn sounded a little support this past week on unwinding of the spread. Also, too, Asia starting to find some DDGs and cargoes of corn passing there. Inspections and letting a little bit of corn flow into the country. So we'll see how that goes also. Then wheat just continues to be the victim here of just not a whole lot of world wheat interest, especially from Egypt. Then, too, overall, we just need some dynamics here to offset the bearish world picture that they painted here as we move into 2014.
Any final word before I let you go for the day?
Well, I think it was 10 years ago today, the mad cow popped up on the radar here. And so we've got that 10 years history out of the way and looking forward to Asia continue to open their market to U.S. beef.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Todd.
You too. That's Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon.